Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Josh Blue is on the hotline right now. Josh Blue, of course, Last Comic Standing and Comedy Central and Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He currently has three specials going on Amazon Prime. Delete, Seven More Days in the Tank, and Sticky Change.
I love him. He's a dear friend.
He's a beautiful man.
Wow. Devastatingly handsome.
Oh, yeah.
And can mountain climb like a goddamn mountain goat. He's amazing. Amazing.
Born November 27th in Cameroon, West Africa, and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. He is a former member of the U.S. men's Paralympic soccer team, a painter and sculptor who launched a career in stand-up comedy that found him winning season 4 of Last Comic Standing. You've seen them on Mind of Mencia and Ron White's Salute to the Troops, appear on The Tonight Show, and star in his own comedy specials. And now three of his specials, Sticky Change, Seven More Days in the Tank, and Delete, are available to watch on Amazon Prime Video. Please welcome, comedian and friend of the show, Josh Blue.
What's up, Captain?
Well, hello there, Jenny. How are you?
Well, my friend, how was your weekend?
Good. I was in Chicago.
Oof. I'm sure you killed it, though, man. That's got to be a great city for you.
I love Chicago. Traffic can suck it.
Well, now are you back in Colorado?
I'm back home. I'm actually getting ready to go on a field trip with my daughter's school, which is picture me as a chaperone there, Jenny.
Where do you find time to get a little high during that?
I got my vape pen.
There's no other way I could go on a field trip that just a little of Daddy's helper.
Exactly. Yeah. I bring a lot of it.
Listen, congratulations. All your stuff on Amazon Prime now. Delete, Sticky Change, and Seven More Days in the Tank. So anybody who has Amazon Prime can download it. Is it free for people who are on Prime?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even know how long those have been on there for. They should have been on there for years. I don't know. They just found out.
You need to discuss changing management or something, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I was like, told my manager, I was like, did you know these are on there? He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I told you. This is huge. What are you talking about? You think you told me?
Mm. Yeah. Everything about your life is crazy. That's why I love hanging out with you so much. You know, because I met you as a comedian, and Lord knows that's fantastic. But the crazier part is just the complete way you live is so funny to me, because you just are on a constant adventure for the next thing.
Yeah, dude. I'm still, like, dreaming about your flamethrower that you let me use.
Listen, I'm ready to mail you one.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But I don't think climbing up the side of a mountain's a good idea.
Well, okay. What about with the flamethrower?
Yes, right. Exactly. I was just watching this crazy party you had at your land. And he's just got, how many acres on the side of a mountain is it?
80.
Oh, imagine what that is in Colorado. But the thing is, there's like a river kind of that runs in front of it. So they built bridges to go over. And then a giant stone stage amphitheater. And that's the level part. And then there's just different parts and pieces and angles and trails that go straight up and cliffs. And these people are just like ants going running around. And they're all high as balls. And it's amazing to watch.
You got to come out, man. You got to be one of those ants.
I'm in. You know me. We're going to come back after Sturgis. We're rolling to Portland, down to San Francisco, and then back 50 through Nevada, so we can hop up and as long as I can talk Bob into building it in. But right before we get to Kansas City, we'll meet you there.
That'd be so dope, man.
It'll be great. When you say so dope, do you mean mushrooms?
You know, now that they're legal here, is that insane? What's happening in my state? I mean, I'm all about it, but it's pretty insane. You know, the thing that was killing me about the whole mushroom thing is that they kept calling them magic mushrooms. Like
it was 1962.
I'm like, dude, I don't think that's the clinical name for that.
Yeah, and nobody calls them magic mushrooms. Like, if you go to your, do you have any magic mushrooms?
Right, yeah. Like, is it on the bill like that? Magic mushrooms.
Well, and if you heard any cop or lawmaker or newscaster call them shrooms, and they've done them before.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're, all of them were saying that. Like, hey, I didn't know you guys were so hip.
Yeah. Well, drug people, and I'm a drug person, the idea that mushrooms are now not illegal. Now, they're not legal per se, but they're not illegal. It's whatever that it means. Right. But in Colorado, I'm like, oh, my God, this is gone. The world is gone crazy, which I don't know. I'm not against it. Nobody, I never saw anybody get in a fight on mushrooms.
No, it would be very hard to do, I think.
It'd be impossible in my world. I'd run away.
I feel like enough people are moving to Colorado already. We don't need to legalize any more fun stuff.
That's a fact, man. Well, and the idea of driving in mushrooms, there's no chance in my world of that. I wouldn't ride a goddamn bicycle on mushrooms.
I played football one time, like street football one time, and that was... like somebody threw me the ball, and then the laces of the ball showed up like 4 minutes later.
Oh, I was joking the other day about mushrooms at my house one time. It was winter, and a bunch of people in my house, somebody had some mushrooms. And so we ended up taking them, but we're listening to this band called the Murder Dolls. And it's just a ridiculous album. Like, it's the song, I think, is like Kill Miss America. But we're watching the Andy Kaufman movie about, or the Jim Carrey movie about being Andy Kaufman, Man on the Moon. And
yeah.
The music's on, the sound's down on the TV, and I've got a fire going. I run out of firewood, and the grill I'm doing at the time has to stop me from breaking furniture to throw in the fireplace because I got to keep the fire going. And she goes,
"You got to keep it going. That's your lifeline." Bro.
That's exactly right. Lifeline. I was like, "You have to keep it going." She's like, "Take
you
off your shoes."
Go.
She goes, "Take off your shoes." She's trying to get me to relax. I go, "No." She goes, "Why?" I go, "Because you never know when you got to go." See? High alert. It's all high alert.
Yeah, I think mushrooms are best done outside.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Not like an indoor drug.
Mm. But not in a car. Not in a car at all.
Yeah, the walls start kind of moving in on you. Okay.
Yeah. It's funny, man. You've just traveled this whole world. And by the way, I was letting them in on the secret of your the Montreal and you being so courageous. And I go, you understand how angry I go. It would make me angry too, because he's a great comedian. But now I have to fight the urge to text that to you. Like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to go get something to eat. Oh, you are so courageous.
Oh, please. I encourage it, Johnny. It just, man, it's a little motivation for me, you know?
It's good. I mean, I think we all can use that kind of, even though she was, it was a girl or a guy.
Yeah, it was like the head of the Montreal Comedy Show.
What a dick.
One big wig.
What a dick.
And I just, like, murdered the set. And then I came up and he basically, like, patted me on the top of the head and was like, "You're so courageous."
Such an
able. Did you lift a microphone, dude?
Oh, it's just amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
My life, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? Fine. That's the world. If that guy wants to see you like that, then that you'll whoop his ass every time. You under-promise, over-deliver every day of your life.
I love it. Yeah, man. I mean, people have been underestimating me for years.
Yeah.
And look at me. 3 specials on Amazon Prime.
That's right. If you have Amazon Prime, did you know that Josh Blue specials are on there? By the way, they're called Delete, Sticky Change, and 7 More Days in the Tank. 7 More Days in the Tank, Sticky Change, and Delete, if you didn't know, on Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you can get it today and get free 2-day shipping. It's amazing I have it. I love Amazon Prime. Yes. I love it.
I recommend watching my specials in order, too. Like, Sticky Change is the middle. So go 7 More Days in the Tank, Sticky Change, then Delete.
At which
you
one?
Watch another way around, you're like, oh, he's getting worse.
Tell me this. Which one do you take the mushrooms during?
I would definitely say Sticky Change.
Yeah, Sticky, I would agree with that. I think sticky change would be a fine, not too many, just enough to alter yourself. And I think that you'll find that it's just odd and funny and so point on enough that it'll be a fantastic day.
Little microdose, you know?
Yeah. Do you do that?
I have, yeah.
I can't do it.
Not yet today.
I can't microdose. I have that terrible Hunter S. Thompson thing, you know, where if one's good, two's better.
Oh, yeah, you just keep eating them?
Yeah, it's a problem.
Well, the problem is that, you know, sometimes it takes a while for them to set in. It's incredible, and then you're like, it didn't work, and then you eat some more, and then like 30 minutes later, you're like, what did I do?
Oh, even potheads know the edibles. My buddy Pyro in Vegas, who's a lifelong pothead, it was some incredible. He found these gummies that were edibles that were like 50 milligrams a piece and took two of them.
Oh, man. I can top that. I had an edible that I didn't know how strong it was. I ate half of it. It turned out the whole thing was 300 milligrams.
Oh. Dude, 5 to 10 is what you should take.
I was like, okay, kids, you guys are going to watch a movie, and Daddy's going to run around the block 30 times.
300.
By the time my girlfriend got there, I couldn't even, drink water. Like, it would just fall out of my mouth.
Jesus Christ, Josh.
It's insane.
Yeah. You can't overdose on it, but it'll make you think you are.
Oh, my God. I thought I was dead inside.
Oh. It's a point where you're like, am I still breathing? Am I breathing? Tell me. Watch me for a moment. Tell me.
Why am I breathing so hard? What's happening? Is that a normal noise in my body?
How long did it take for that to normalize? Like, you couldn't have been right for days.
Yeah, dude. It was at least, 7 hours of, severe,
That's a bad idea, man.
Jeez. I didn't know. I didn't know the direction.
God dang. That's only when I was a kid. You ever do gravity bongs when you're a kid?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, with the, soda bottle?
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever the sadist prick that invented that, what's wrong with you? You show up at a party, some guy's got a 5-gallon bucket, right? And it's got ice water in it. Yeah. Then you take cut the bottom off a 2-liter bottle of soda. You push it down in, and it's got a bowl where the soda would come out. Mm-hmm. And as you draw it up, the idea is it pulls the smoke in, but the cold water does that. You take it off, and then you go, and you do a push down so it forces it all in. Oh, it's way too much. Yeah. Yeah, that's when the 15-year-old Johnny fell asleep in the back of a car, woke up, didn't know where he was, went into a panic, and almost kicked a window out.
Oh, good night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, you want to smoke a whole joint in one hit? Here you go.
I don't feel like we're being a good influence on children on the way to school.
I know, I feel...
drugs are bad.
Kids know.
Drugs are bad, kid.
The wrong drugs are bad.
If you're just joining the show, the great Josh... Well, sorry, Josh, go ahead.
No, please. You were saying about how great I was.
The great Josh Blue, you know, of course, the last Comic Standing and Comedy Central in Kansas City here, and he's been Jimmy Fallon. But you want to watch Sticky Change, Seven More Days and Delete. We decided the order you want to watch them, but only if you're on Amazon or Amazon Prime. That's what you want to do is get right on there and check it out for yourself. Don't believe me. Get on Amazon Prime. Order it up. That way you'll know I'm not lying to you. And that's the most important thing from this entire conversation, Josh.
Yeah, I agree. And also, if you would be so kind to, give me a little 5-star rating and maybe leave a nice comment.
That would be nice. And
if you don't want to do that, then don't be a jerk and leave a mean comment. That hurts Joshy.
It's true.
That hurts Joshy deep in his soul.
You have that a tough one though over the years. That guy that went after you in the bathroom. I remember that. Like that was, you want to talk about an a hole? Like they did get guys in the joint though now, right?
Yeah, well, he got 3 months, which I'm sure he's out by now. But
good, let's go find him.
I know. There's a whole group of people that want to find that guy.
Yeah, I would say so, just because the universe isn't going to be correct until he gets his.
I agree.
But see,
but, you know,
you're better than me. I don't feel like you hold a grudge.
You know, I try not to. It's like, you know, he probably needed that money for crack or something, you know.
Well, what did somebody tell me? What's holding a grudge is like letting someone live in your head rent free. And I was
I never thought of it that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't listen to him at all because I like to take my grudges out like little angry babies and poke them in the eye and then shove them back into the deepest recesses of my body and make them angry.
It's like at least 100 renters living in my head.
Yeah, right. There's a bunch of goddamn a-hole squatters.
Just a squatter camp. Hobo Jamboree up in there.
When are you going to get to Kansas City, man? Listen, I mean, even if I want you to come and do shows for people, which is, you know, the way you get paid, but if not, I just want you to come out here and hang out for a week.
Yeah, I think that would be just so fun. Go hang out at your place and burn stuff. And
yes.
You got to let me drive your
skid steer? Oh, you can drive that. Hell, I'll let you ride the skid steer.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now we're talking. I'm booking a flight.
Yes, yes. Or if we don't do that, do you ever vacation? I know you travel a lot, so traveling's probably not great for you. It's not the thing you think when you get off work.
No. You know, man, I just got back from the Republic of Georgia. Did I tell you that?
No. How was that?
It was crazy. I went with my lady, and I went with the singer from the band The Lumineers.
Yeah.
And his wife and two other couples, and we just went on this crazy trip, man. It was so fun.
Golly, I just invited him somewhere, and then he told me, I travel, but with the lead singer of the Lumineers.
I should send you some pictures of this trip, because I rode a horse in a house.
I saw that picture, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it was me riding a horse.
I swear to you, I thought... I'm not kidding, Joe. I thought somehow that was a Photoshop picture because it's somewhat blurry because the horse is in motion going through a house, a decent, like a nice house, and he's just holding on, and it's just, you can tell it's passing through the picture. And I go, that cat, I don't know who did it, but it's an amazing job. Turns out you really were riding a horse through a house.
Yeah, I'll send you some more pictures. Actually, and people can see my stuff on my Instagram, just Josh Blue Comedy. There's a bunch of me and a horse in a house picture.
So you got to tell me, how does one end up riding a horse through a house? How'd you get up on the horse?
I know. Well, that took some doing for sure. I was barebacking.
That's my point. I couldn't jump up on a horse bareback.
Well, I jumped on the dining room table first. And then jumped
on the... Are you making this up? Wow.
I'm not.
What leads up to a horse at a dining room table and the urge to ride it?
I don't. Well, so the owner of the horse in the house is like some sort of mafia princess.
Of course. Of course there was.
And yeah, of course. That's who I'd be hanging with.
Yeah.
So she just brought it in and she's like, yo, Josh, get on the horse. And like, there was like, a ton of people in the house. There's like a choir, a children's choir that she had brought in that is singing and just riding around in the house. And I don't know why I rode the horse. I don't know why she picked me, but.
Because you're courageous. Oh, you crazy bastard. That sounds like and if you tell me there were no drugs involved, then my head will just explode.
Well, it was their weed there sucks, man.
Oh, my God. There was a children's choir in a house and a horse with a mafia princess. And you're standing on the table and you decide, I am going to ride this horse. So there you go. And how does this story end?
Me falling off the horse. No, I didn't fall too high. It's just like, how do you get off a horse with a saddle?
Yeah. No. Well, listen, that's a whole lot more better than getting bucked off into a ceiling.
And, you know, it's crazy. We had been riding horses all day, but they were like mountain horses. This horse in the house was like, it says like a $200,000 horse. And I could feel the difference.
Well, just, I'm like, because, you know, when I was a kid, I used to work at a barn. And I used to muck stalls every day after school. And so I've been in close quarters with horses. They tend to get mad and bite and kick. And being in a house in an enclosed space, especially with a weird ceiling, if they're not used to it, like, that'll freak them out. And then I just think about all the people and the furniture. How that didn't just run you off and just charge you through a doorway or kick, double barrel kick you.
Yeah, exactly. I was definitely ducking through the doorways. I had the same sort of vision of getting bucked onto the dining room table, but it never happened. So
because that's the news story, right? Josh Blue, terrible spinal injury. Yeah, what happened? Car wreck? No, rode a horse in the house.
Yeah, see, but then wouldn't that be fitting for me?
Yeah.
And what a way to go.
Yeah, that's what we'll put on the tombstone. He rode a horse in the house and died.
Perfect. Let's write that up now. I think that's a good way to be remembered.
I feel like we should take the best picture and have an artist do an oil painting of it.
I think so too. I'll send you a few of those shots, Ben.
Please do. Do you have that's just one day out of your trip to the Republic of Georgia and Eurasia. I'm trying to think because I know a little bit about it. I'm trying to think of where it's exactly where it's at exactly.
It's right Iberia? Under Russia. It used to be part of like the USSR.
How'd you pick that place?
Well, because the Lemonnier's wife, her friend, set it all up.
Oh, was that the Mafia Princess chick?
Yeah. So she hooked us all up. It was like 10 days, and it was like the most insane, drunken trip you ever take. And we got to go on a helicopter through the Caucasus Mountains.
Nice.
And that was like, you know, I've never been in a helicopter before. That's a little terrifying. But, you know, we're going, like, over these snow-peaked mountains, you know, and it's like every movie you've ever seen right before it crashes, you know?
Right. Not to mention, that part of the world isn't known for its good care of avionics.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a plane crash in Russia, like, every other day.
Yeah. But we made it.
Oh, it's so good. You really you're not showing any fear in this life at all. So tell me this. Who was more scared, you or the singer of the Lumineers? Or was he wide open?
He was pretty good, man. He didn't ride on no horse in the house.
Then I say you, as always, Mr. Josh Blue, are the alpha male, and he's always got to understand that he has to walk one step behind you.
Well, I think most people understand that.
Yeah, I do. Listen, man, I say yes, let's
because
get...
Because my right arm might punch you.
Hell, man, I've seen it throw an axe. I don't want to screw with it.
It's its own entity, really.
You are you're fantastic. I'm telling you guys, you go get these Josh Blue specials, because it's everything like Sticky Change and Seven More Days in a Tank and Delete. It's all observations as he travels through this world, and you do it right. You are out there packing more stuff into your brain, more imagery, more stories, more thoughts, more people. And that's what you have to do, because that's how comedy and just observations, that's why comedy is so important. Not to get too deep, but because you see things in this world and your people will learn and they will understand if you make them laugh at the same time. There's messages in there, you know?
Well, that's what's beautiful about comedy to me, is that you leave my show and you don't even realize you learned stuff.
Yeah. And that's what makes, I mean, that's what made Carlin great, it made Lenny Bruce great, it made Pryor great. It's just, there's the message in there that makes you laugh. There's just either at yourself, or you go, wow, we are absurd on every level, aren't we?
Yeah, it's great. I would love to hear Carlin's take on the world now, though.
Oh, listen, his head would have been an aneurysm on stage. Just because turns
out, for sure.
Yeah. Because he called it. He's like, you're all a bunch of entitled, stupid a-holes. Like, and you're like, boop, man, then it happened. Damn it. He was right.
I was right the whole time, man. It's insane. Yeah.
So we're next to. We're next. Let's go to, I've been to Iquitos and done ayahuasca with a shaman.
Really?
Yeah. Dirt floor. Barfed in a can.
I
want
to do that.
Barfed in a can, almost crapped my pants and cried for an hour and a half.
That was before you took it.
Yeah, right? It's a pretty long journey, man. All you know is, I don't want to be a condor anymore. I want to come off this stuff.
Yeah, I heard it can be a long, intense journey.
Yeah, it was. It was, but we should go. We should go find something weird.
All right.
I mean, I've done it. I'm in. Let's see, you go exploring. Like, I'll tell you where I really want to go is to Vietnam. I didn't get to go to the Sun Dung Cave. China Joe and I went, and they turned us down. They shut it down to only Vietnamese scientists, and communist countries don't have anybody you can really talk to at that point, so we couldn't get in. But I'd love to go back there and do that.
Okay, you know, my brother lives in Vietnam, so
nope.
We got in, bro.
Where does he live in Vietnam?
The hell if I know. I'm not too good with the details.
The funny thing is, I know that's not a joke.
Well, there's a horse I can hop on.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anything could go wrong here, man. I'm not kidding. If tomorrow there's a picture post of you riding a mountain goat up the side of your land, which, by the way, I feel like if you could train one, that'd be a great way to get around.
Oh, that would be dope, man.
Yeah.
The big one.
Oh, dude, will you hold on to their big ram horns like handlebars?
Oh, that would be sick.
That'd be great. One of those real evil-looking ones. They have the satanic guys just come charging down the mountain. You grow your goatee out real long so you guys kind of match. Maybe get a horn helmet.
I already got that, so perfect.
All right. I love you. I love talking to you, man. It's always good to hear your voice.
You're the best, Johnny. Thanks for having me call in, man.
Oh, man, listen. Come back to Kansas City. And everybody, don't forget, on Amazon Prime, 3 specials now. Turns out, he's a big deal. And they finally explained it to him, his own management. Delete, sticky change, 7 more days in the tank. All available so easily on all your little smartphones and your iPads and your Androids and your home computers and your television sets. Amazon Prime is so easy to get. And Amazon, all you got to do is just put in Josh Blue or go to Josh Blue Comedy on Instagram or joshblue.com. Did I get it all?
You nailed it, bro.
And they said drugs would affect me eventually.
I'm still waiting for that effect.
Man, dude, I was just going to say that I am still waiting for the flashback they swore to me would happen with LSD.
Yeah.
Nothing. Zero. And I guarantee you I took it 40 times.
I've had flashbacks. I only took it once, but I keep flashing back to the 40 hours of community service that I got.
Oh. All right, I got time for that one. How'd you get 40 hours of community service?
Well, I was on the campus in college, and there was a window like to the community kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I was like standing in the doorway, and my thought process was, if I could kick that window out from here, I'd be a pretty good ninja. And turns out I'm a pretty good ninja, man. I kicked it right out.
Oh, man. Oh, did you explain to the people when they ran up to you, and I'm sure the police, that, hey, it's okay. I'm a ninja.
Yeah, I ran away.
Good call.
I told them.
The only way that's a better story is if you're naked, man.
Yeah, that was later. After I jumped in the giant mud puddle.
And why did we jump in the giant mud puddle?
It was there.
Uh-huh. Now, did you explain to the officers when they finally took you into custody that you were on acid, or did you just skip that part?
You know, I made up some BS story that I accidentally did it because of my cerebral fall.
I accidentally did LSD because of cerebral palsy. How does that work?
Yeah.
How does CP make you take the LSD?
It didn't. Still got the community service.
By the way, that would be a great name for a special, CPLSD.
Oh, that's perfect.
Man, I got to tell you, I really do want to go on a vacation. I want to go on a walkabout with you. We'll take a couple weeks, and we'll disappear somewhere weird. Hell, well, we can jump a couple countries. I don't care. Let's go as weird as it can get. Let's go ride some horses in the houses.
I'm down, dude.
That's great. Hey,
let's figure that out.
I am in anytime, and I mean it. I mean it. You know I do. I'll quit this job. I don't even care. I'm going to come be your second.
I'll text you over those pictures and some ideas of places we can go.
Right on. Hey, guys, don't forget, Instagram is Josh Blue Comedy. You want to see those pictures of him in a mafia princess's house riding a horse? And is the children's choir in there anywhere?
I'll put that one up now. I'll post that one. ridiculous.
The great Josh Blue, my friend. I love you, man. All right, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, man. Stay there.